Good morning. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 55 degrees on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Kapoiam Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, tonight it's going to be official. Of course, an exciting day for the city of Rock Hill as the designation of being a Purple Heart City is going to take place tonight at 6 p.m. at a ceremony. Here to talk more about what it means to our city, what it means to be a Purple Heart recipient, we have Colonel Melinda Woodhurst and Kirk Clark, the commander of the Purple Heart Association, the Order of the Purple Heart, if I get that right, here to talk about the steps involved and why this is so meaningful. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning. What a great way to start the day in talking about our military servicemen and women. Many people ask me, why is this so important? And I say, why not? We can absolutely not find or stop finding ways to honor our military for the sacrifices that they make. So tonight is about making or designating the city of Rock Hill as a Purple Heart City who is committed into honoring those men and women who have been wounded as a result of combat operations.
I am so proud of our city.
Oh, absolutely.
So important.
Now, the county has had this recognition.
Yes.
York County has for several years, but the city of Rock Hill will be the first city in the county.
Actually, you know.
Okay,
the city of York was first, and then the county, York County, and now with Rock Hill reading their proclamation tonight, they will join that team of folks recognizing. And there's a lot of plans in the works. We're going to dedicate the Charlotte Avenue Bridge. There will be a plaque presentation on Veterans Day that precedes that ceremony. Well, we'll put a plaque there to recognize those who have been wounded as a result of combat operations.
Well, let's not assume that that everyone knows what it means to receive a Purple Heart. So, Commander Clark, do you want to explain what that is and break that down for us?
It's pretty easy to break down.
Okay.
It's for wounds received in action against a hostile force of the United States. That's it.
And tell us about your story.
Well, I'm a Vietnam vet, and like I mentioned, I was drafted. I didn't volunteer. I thought I was a smart kid and I'd get a good job. I was a smart kid, but I didn't get a good job. And in 9 months and 10 days, I got wounded 3 times.
Wow.
But I lived through it. My last wounds, I was assigned to a hospital for 4 months. And when I got out of the hospital, I had 5 months left to serve. And they gave me a pretty good job. And so I did my 2 years to the day.
Well, welcome home.
Thank
we
you.
We appreciate your service. And again, wounds, they represent the love of country. Sometimes they represent just the duty of living in the United States. Mm-hmm. But it's such a meaningful and impactful thing to make a city dedicate specifically to being a Purple Heart City.
It's symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
a symbolic gesture. I mean, is it going to make any more people say thank you for your service to me? Is it going to get me a cup of coffee? Is it going to do anything? Really, no.
I think but the greatest impact, though.
But it's an awareness, and it makes the community, especially nowadays, I mean, the percentages now are getting so low. Basically, you have 1% of the society that serves in the military, and just round numbers. Colonel can correct me if I'm wrong, but basically, of the 1% that serve, about 10% in a combat situation serve in combat. Mm-hmm. And of that 10% of the 1%, a few percent, maybe, get wounded. Mm-hmm. So that really narrows it down to, in terms of our neighborhood, are you going to walk into a man or woman with a Purple Heart very commonly? No, you're not. It's a symbolic gesture. It shows that the government, the city government, is concerned about those that come home, mm-hmm. those that served. Now, some of them are – I was going to say some of them are old, meaning that they retired. But you don't have but you don't have to be old to retire anymore.
No, that's true.
Many of them get out of the military that for me nowadays, I don't understand retirement. People see my license plate and they go, "Oh, you're retired military." And I say, "No, I'm not. I'm discharged." I didn't retire. I was in there for 2 years. That's not a career. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So, no, I wasn't a career military person. I wasn't discharged, but I served. And you'll run into those men and women that come home that want to go to school, mm-hmm. Change career or add to their abilities, you know, and do something different or new or continue in the same way. So,
yes. One of the things I'd like to tag on to what Commander Clark said is by making York Rock Hill a Purple Heart City, it's a way to educate. Mm-hmm. It starts the conversation. There'll be a sign up there. We recently, thanks to Kirk, we were able to get a parking sign specifically for our Purple Heart recipients. So at the Rock Hill Veterans Affairs Office, there's a designated parking spot. And our first Purple Heart recipient who parked there came in and said, "Wow, this is such an honor to be able to be recognized in such a way, such a small way, but such a big way." And so by the time you see all the signs and when you see them along the interstate and you'll see that we're a Purple Heart city, it starts the conversation to educate our society, so to speak, our youth, our future, that, well, why that sign? Let's talk about Purple Heart recipients. And I would tell you the Purple Heart Award is the oldest one in all of the awards, and it's the only award given to all branches. Well, maybe
all branches.
It's given to all branches, but I was thinking the Congressional Medal of Honor. Mm-hmm. But this Purple Heart Award is given to all branches of the service for wounds sustained in a combat operation.
Do we know how many Purple Heart recipients we have here in York County or the city of Rock Hill, or how do we break down that number?
That's an interesting question that I started a campaign back in 2017 and 18, and I reached out to Ralph Norman's office. There is no national registry. This is the only award given to any service member where there's no national registry. They've started one, but you have to opt in. So if you think about it, and it is an award that is administered on the battlefield more times than not.
I don't know that it's the only one that there isn't a registry. There's plenty of medals given that, Army Commendation, Good Conduct. I mean, come on, there's a lot of those that there's no registry. Normally the registry are medals that are associated with valor. There is a Silver Star registry, and there is a Medal of Honor registry.
But there's not one for the Purple Heart. No. And so because of the conversation and the help with Ralph Norman's office, now there is a way. They're trying to find which component, Department of Defense or maybe some nonprofit organization that can kind of retroactively at least collect the names. But I was able to find the Purple Heart Hall of Honor. And so if you're a recipient, you can contact them, get your name on a list, and then individuals, particularly family members that are trying to verify if you've received this particular award, at least it's a starting point. It's not perfect, but it's a starting point.
Tell us about tonight's ceremony, 6 p.m., yes. Open to the public?
It is.
Okay, where is it located?
Okay, it is located at City Hall. It's going to be a part of the City Council meeting tonight.
It's at the City Council Chamber.
Okay.
And so the mayor, I call him Judge Geddes because I'm so old school. Mayor Geddes has a portion of that council meeting where anyone, and we've been trying to media blitz the market here in York County, that if you have been one, please contact them and let them know that you're going to be recognized. So some portion of the ceremony tonight, it starts at 6. If you're late, you may miss out. So he'll call everyone up there. We'll try to recognize everyone who has received one. And then there'll be a proclamation that is read. And then that'll be the ceremony.
Fantastic. And so a plaque will go a couple of weeks later on Veterans Day to honor our city as a Purple Heart city. And that's going to be at the Charlotte Avenue Bridge.
At the Charlotte Avenue Bridge. Now, on Oakland Avenue Bridge, there's a commemoration to veterans. Armed Forces Day. And so appropriately, they're going to make the other bridge, which is currently under renovation. They'll be putting this plaque on there on Veterans Day as the prelude to their annual ceremony at Glencairn Gardens.
In the city of York and in York County, where can we find similar plaques? Do we know where they're located in York County or in the city of York?
That's a good question.
Actually, well, I can tell you in the city of York, there is a Purple Heart monument at the recreation complex, and there are two signs on two streets that just say the Purple Heart monument is there, so to speak.
Well, like you said, Colonel, this is going to open the conversation and show that we do respect those that have received the Purple Heart, and we want to find out if anyone out there hasn't. So let us know. Please do so. But we thank you both. I hope you come back and join us again for continued education and respect that we can give our veterans. Commander of the Purple Heart, Kirk Clark, and of course, Colonel Melinda Woodhurst. Always an honor to spend time with you both.